We're now joined on the call by James Madison senior wide receiver Brandon Ravenel. Brandon, happy to have you on the call today.
Thanks for having me.
Give me your impressions on the big win against New Hampshire. Obviously, you guys, when you went up there, had kind of a nail-biter, 42-39. What was the difference on Saturday?
Coach preaches it all the time. You just got to continue to get better each and every week. And we take pride in that as a team as well. So just day in, day out, practice after practice, we just try and be better than we were the day before. And I think we, as a team, have taken a huge stride since the last time we played them. And we just came together and we had a big game, huge team win.
As a senior for you, having gone through the last couple of years, how big to get that home playoff win on Saturday?
Oh, it was huge. Obviously, you don't forget about some of the things that happened in the past. And we've had some letdowns in the past, but Coach Houston and the rest of the staff have come in and done amazing things for us. The team this year just really have a very hard-working feel to them this year. Something different about it. But it feels really good. I mean, we put a lot of work into the season. It's starting to pay off.
We're here with JMU senior wide receiver Brandon Ravenel. If you have a question for Brandon, just hit star one on your keypad. And we've got several. If you'll get those for us, Angela.
Your first question comes from Dave Thomas with ESPN Harrisonburg.
Hey, Brandon. Good morning. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Just kind of springboarding off of that last question from Rob about the last couple of years. How much did that lead into your focus of preparation last week and then the intensity you guys played with on Saturday?
A lot. I think I'm a big believer that get to learn from the mistakes you've made in the past, and there's definitely been some, and just a lot of focus because you have to understand once you lose, like that's it, it's over. And I guess part of being a senior, like you never know, like that might be the last one for us. And all the other guys have just taken a lot of pride in the fact that that we know that we can do something special this year, and we've just all came in and told ourselves that we didn't want to have a repeat of what we did last year, the year before that, but we want to make something out of it. So it's just been something that we've taken a lot of pride in, and we're just going to keep trying to roll with it.
Thanks, Brandon.
Your next question comes from Dave Fairbank with the American Sports.
Hey, good morning, Brandon. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes. But I know you've talked about your quarterback, Brian, all season long. But what qualities does he have that make him as productive and effective as he is?
Unbelievable guy. Unbelievable leader. He just has this savviness to him. Refuses to be beat. Refuses from someone to try and dictate what he's going to do. He's just relentless and unbelievable player. He takes the time and gets all the things he needs to do, and before the game, whether it's watching film, taking care of himself, he just always puts himself in the right position to be successful, and unbelievable guy to play with, have a lot of chemistry with him, and really look up to him.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from David Driver with Stanford Sun.
Hey, Brandon, good morning.
Good morning.
Talk about this. You know, the atmosphere Friday night and how you guys will kind of also bank on the game day experience last year against Richmond. Just you've gone through this hype before. How do you guys think you'll handle the national audience again Friday night?
I'm just going to remain focused. Remember what the main thing is. I feel like I'm being able to have some experience with a crowd like it has been last year. Like you were saying, you just can't let some of that hype get to you. You just got to go out there and do what you're made to do, really. And this past week was pretty exciting. I had a pretty good crowd out there. Wasn't necessarily the biggest, but I will say that might have been the loudest I've ever heard it in that stadium since I've been here. So it's a great thing. And as of this week coming up, just got to remain focused and just remember the main thing, go out there because we have a football game to play.
Thank you.
Of course.
Your next question comes from John O'Connor with Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Brandon, most high school guys who have FBS offers go FBS. You had FBS offers and went FCS. How come?
It's a good one. I haven't heard that one in a while. Going into high school from middle school, we came to JMU for a team camp. And this is before, I guess, I figured I'd make anything of myself. And I just told myself if I was ever fortunate enough to come here, that I was going to come here. And I guess as time went on, other offers rolled in, and there's just something about JMU, and I just wanted to stick to my word. I really wanted to go to a place where I felt like I could make a difference, and I just thought this was the right spot, so I just had to put away what everyone else thought or everyone else wanted or what most people should do or even what people thought I should have done, and just kind of went with my gut, and I think I made the right decision.
Thank you.
Of course.
Your next question comes from Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Brandon. I'm sure you're aware of what Sam Houston State can do offensively. Going into a game like that, knowing what you guys can do offensively as well, you guys have been in a shootout this year, you know, the game at Richmond. How much does that help, just knowing that you guys can play and can win a shootout-type game if you have to?
Well, as we go through the season, I mean, you learn from a lot of different games, a lot of scenarios you're put in. But Sam Houston, they're an unbelievable football team. Obviously, they're the only undefeated team in FCS, so we got to go into this game ready to perform at a high level. And we've been in shootouts before. We know what kind of team we are. We know what kind of team that they are. So we just got to do what we've done every week, just go to practice hard, and get ready for the game.
Thank you.
Of course.
Your next question comes from Mark Berman with the Roanoke Times.
Good morning. To follow up on that, I guess, you know, when the offense is usually so prolific this year in games, I mean, what's the confidence level of you guys? I mean, do you guys go in as an offense kind of thinking every game, we know we're going to put up a lot of points, we know whatever defense we're playing can't contain us this year? What's kind of the mindset of this year's offense?
Well, you have to have a lot of confidence whenever you're expecting to produce. Like I said, we've done a pretty good job of this year, but you got to also understand that you're not invincible. And I think that's one of our biggest strengths, that we know that we're not invincible. We can make mistakes. We've made mistakes, and I'm probably going to make mistakes. No team is perfect, but we just have to understand that we have the ability to do big things, and if you want to be able to do big things, you got to have those in your practice habits. And I think we've done a pretty good job this year of going out in practice and just taking each snap like it's a game rep. And it's just shown in game, so we just got to keep on doing that.
Why is this offense so darn good this year?
A lot of trust in each other, a lot of chemistry, good chemistry. A lot of guys with a huge drive to win. There's just some things that you can't really teach, but there is something that you can bring out of people. And I think Coach Houston and the staff has done an amazing job with that. We've pushed each other in the off season and in practice to do so. So it's just kind of built up over time.
Brian, having such a good year at quarterback, different type of quarterback than Vad was the last couple of years? Similar styles, different styles?
Pretty similar. Same amazing leader, same amazing person. There's just some things that you can't really teach to somebody. You can see him in practice one day and then just have, like, your questions, and then you see him in a game and they're throwing for 300 yards, rushing for 200, and you don't know what happened. But he's an amazing player, amazing leader. Really look up to him, and he's just a great guy to play with.
Is the offense, what's the difference with the offense now under Coach Houston versus, your previous coach? You know, is the offense been tweaked in certain ways, I guess, to kind of explain the evolution of the offense this year?
A little bit different, obviously. I mean, can't really get into specifics, but I will say they were a lot tougher of an offense.
Meaning what?
I mean, mentally, physically, just the way we attack each and every day at practice, and it just translates to a game. Pretty hard to explain, but if I had to say one definite thing, it'd just be the toughness level of us.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from John O'Connor with Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, sorry to bother you again. I was going to ask about the offensive line. Is it 3 fifth-year guys and 2 fourth-year guys? And Brandon, can you say a word or two about what those guys have meant? They don't get a whole lot of pub, usually the receivers and the running back and the quarterback have.
Yeah, they're definitely the behind-the-scenes guys, but they deserve all the credit. They bust their tails. Unbelievable group of guys. Obviously, three of the five of them being all conference guys, and I honestly think all five of them could have been. But they do a great job up front. Very physical group. They're a group coming in that a lot of people had their doubts on. A few of them came in walk-ons, and just to see their productivity level has just been unbelievable. I mean, amazing group of guys, and I wouldn't have any other five up there.
Thank you.
All right, Brandon, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to join us today, and good luck on Friday night against Sam Houston State.
Of course, thank you.
All right, thank you.